الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us inherently as people who forget things very easily. So we experience things, or we do things, or we're told things, and our inherent nature is that we forget them very, very easily. In fact, if you look at our society, it's so based on reminding us of things that we forget. So people have PDAs. Right? And the reason for their PDA is that their PDA reminds them of the phone numbers that they need to remember. It reminds them of different events that are coming up. It reminds them of information that they would normally forget. People are very quick to forget, so they need to be reminded. Same thing where we have these holidays within our calendar, within the Western calendar. So, for example, today is, according to the Western calendar, they've termed this day Mother's Day. So the whole purpose of Mother's Day is to remind people of the importance of their mothers. So people are so easy, it's so easy to forget and get caught up in your life that they had to create this day partly in order to sell extra flowers and cards, etc. So it's partly commercial, but partly the purpose was because they realized that people forget things very easily and they need to be reminded. Same thing with commercials. Why does a company love to play their product over and over and over again on TV or on the radio or by advertising in the newspaper? Because they know that even if they showed you a commercial 5 minutes ago, you're going to forget the message. So they need to show you that commercial over and over and over again, and they'll spend billions of dollars doing it. They know that human beings, inherently, their nature is that they forget things very quickly. So they may have one commercial, and they're ready to replay that commercial 1,000 times until it gets ingrained in your head, or at least their message gets ingrained in your head. So this is actually the nature of human beings. And, you know, when these people make these commercials and they spend millions of dollars and it totals billions when you put all the companies together, they're not doing it randomly. They have PhDs, they have masters in psychology. All these people get together, they sit down, they analyze people, they question people, they study people, and they come up with this composite of what a human being is. But we already know this from the Quran and the Sunnah. Because we're told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we're told by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to remind one another often. Why? Because it benefits those people who seek remembrance, or who seek being closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's because of this inherent nature that exists within us. So in tasawwuf too, this whole concept of forgetting quickly is very, very important in the science of tasawwuf. And the place it comes in the science of tasawwuf is two places. One is when we remind one another of our responsibilities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the whole reason why, for example, we have 5 prayers in a day, or we have the Jummah once a week, or we get together on Sundays, is so that we can remind one another of our responsibilities. We know the importance. We know that we should get closer to Allah. We know that Allah is the only thing that really matters in the end. We know that our relationship and our status before Allah is the only thing that will matter on the Day of Judgment, but we need a simple reminder. I need to be reminded, you need to be reminded, we need to remind one another. And so that's the purpose of such gatherings. When we get together, that's the purpose, that we remind one another. So that's the first thing you should realize about the inherent forgetfulness of mankind. The second thing that we should take advantage of is that sometimes we try to hold on to memories when they're actually fleeting and passing. And most people do it. The biggest mistake that people make who are seeking Allah is most people try to hang on to their past experiences of nearness to Allah as an excuse for their future failures. So what do I mean? Most of us, we had an excellent Ramadan, or we had a very incredible i'tikaf, or we might have spent some time in a madrasa, or we may have spent some time memorizing the Quran, or we may have spent some time with some righteous people somewhere, and we experienced the deen for a day, 2 days, a week, a month, a year. And then we get out of that environment. And so we begin to forget of the benefits and the experiences that occurred, but we force ourselves mentally to remember those experiences so that we can hold on to them and use them as an excuse for our failure. And we do it all the time. So we sit back and we think, okay, I spent 2 years in the madrasa memorizing Quran, so therefore I'm okay. I'm fine at my current state. Where our current state could be horrible. We may have forgotten all the Quran that we memorized. We may be in a much worse position, but we always hold on to the past despite the fact that it's gone and it's fleeting. In the same way with Ramadan. So many of us, we say, okay, at least in Ramadan I was such and such and so and so of a Muslim. I had reached a certain level. And so we hang on to those memories. We're completely failing at this point in our lives. We're so far from the goal, but we end up using the past memories in order to console ourselves. But the reality is that that's not the way the deen is going to work. You cannot hang on to the past. Every single step has to be a step forward, or it's a step backwards. And people in every group do this. You'll see people, especially in Tabligh Jamaat, same thing. They go on a Jamaat, they go for 3 days, and they get very excited. And then they come back and then they forget everything, but then they hold on to that past experience. That's why when you look at what the ulama say, they say, you can't just go on one Jamaat. You gotta go 3 times every single month. So over and over and over again, whatever serious movement you look at in which people are trying to develop themselves, there's a requirement for consistency. Why? Because you cannot hold on to past memories. Those memories are fleeting. Those memories will not support you. They will not support you in your progress towards Allah, and we do it all the time. Especially madrasa people, people who spent time in the madrasa, this is their biggest thing. They feel they are able to console themselves because of the fact that they spent 2 years in the madrasa, but despite the fact that they've forgotten half of what they memorized. Same with us in Ramadan. We come here in the month of Ramadan, we get all pumped up, we reach a certain level in our deen, and we use that memory to try to hold on to when actually we use it to as an excuse to not look at our current selves. That's one of the biggest mistakes that people can make. And that's why in our progression towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are constantly reflecting upon our state. That's the responsibility of every single person here. So when we talk about doing muraqabah every day, that's exactly what we're talking about. Talk about where you are right now. Yeah, those past memories, those are memories. What they show you is that you had the ability, you have the potential, but you can't hold on to those. Right? The Prophet ﷺ told us in a very beautiful hadith, innamal a'malu bil awakhir. That verily deeds are by the very last thing that you do. Meaning the very last state that you die in, that's exactly the way that your deeds will be judged as a whole. So, there's a very, very beautiful lesson in that hadith. You can't rely upon where you were in the past and assume that now Allah is going to enter you into Jannah. You will be judged at the state that you're in right now. And so that's why muraqabah is so important. Because when you sit down and you sit down in muraqabah and you reflect upon where you are, what you're actually doing is reflecting on your current state, where you stand right now. And that helps you to then realize your deficiencies. And that's exactly what the purpose is, because we're all deficient in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, the past is important because it tells you what level you can reach, but you can't hang on to that and assume that that's going to get you into Jannah. Your current state is the most important thing that you should be reflecting upon. And use the whole concept of our forgetfulness to realize that we can't use the past in order to establish ourselves in the present. So this is a very, very important concept within tasawwuf, that we be honest with our current state. And so this is a requirement for each and every one of us here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to be honest with ourselves concerning our current state, so that we can better it and put ourselves ahead and at a higher state in the future.